Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Thailand Inner Circle. JC has a YouTube channel helping the guys escape America and move to Thailand. He has a consulting business and one-on-one coaching. Plus he has a Telegram group full of guys that can also help. He also teaches you to get into women's inner circles in Thailand if you know what I mean. But only regular women, because he won't trap you with any ladyboys. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Support him by subscribing to his channel and consider his coaching services. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, so if we don't let athletes bet on the games they play in, then why do we allow Congress to invest in companies they regulate? Now you know why companies invest in lobbyists and bribe politicians to get them to do what they want. The $100,000 or $200,000 salary is a necessary joke. If they didn't get paid at all, then the scam would be totally revealed. Just buy the same stocks as Nancy Pelosi and shut up, and profit from the corruption instead of complaining about it. Moving on is an example of how it works. A broke bartender elected to Congress assumes office in 2019, with a $155,000 salary and is now worth $29 million. But according to Forbes, she's only worth about $125,000. Her net worth was $8,500 in 2018, so maybe she's a bad example. But Elizabeth Warren is worth $12 million. Politicians probably receive insider information about stocks going up, and that's how many like Nancy Pelosi made their fortunes. Number three, well, this looks like it's aged terribly. Here we have Ellen Page telling everyone that loving other people starts with loving ourselves and accepting ourselves. I guess she was more busy self-loathing than self-loving. Rest in peace, Ellen Page. This is probably her cryptic cry for help that no one seems to have heard. But seriously, this is just probably a trendy self-help slogan her publicist told her to say. She's now moved on to more woke self-help slogans. Up next, a new study says that women need more sleep than men because they use their brains more. Yes, all that overthinking and jumping to conclusions. Yes, being a woman requires a lot of thinking, building the buildings around us, and running the complex systems that keep us alive. But seriously, we all know they use their mouths more. Someone should just rethink the brain statements. Number five, this woman is crying driving home after work to pick up her baby, and realizing she has only an hour with it before bedtime, and feels like she's missing out so much on that kid growing up. Women wanted to work and feel empowered, and now they are questioning their choices. They have one ass and they want to ride two horses, but they made their bed so now they have to sleep in it. Moving on, a guy wanted to rescue his dog and his girlfriend said she's going to break up with him if he tried to do it. It's been a year now and he's single with a perfectly healthy pup, and the bitch is gone. Looks like he made the right choice. The good news is that the dog will never break up with him. Here we have a case of man dodging a bullet while winning a loyal friend for life. Plus, this dog sounds like an upgrade. Number 7, it's 1987 and you've been dropped off at the mall. What's the first thing you're going to do? I'd be heading to Toys R Us to hit up the clearance Star Wars, G.I. Joe, and Generation 1 Transformers. Then after that, I'd head to the Radio Shack and pick up a Commodore 64 and clean out all the Nintendo games. To top it all off, I'd go to the local arcade or Chuck E. Cheese and watch the animatronic show and play the games. They always had the greatest selection. Up next in Spain, the Spanish Socialist Workers' Party has decided to break the 60% rule. The women cannot make up more than 60% of the management in a public sector company or 60% of a publicly listed company. I've been saying this for a long time, that women will eventually make up 80%+ of the politicians and rulers in the West. Men will try to relocate to less gynocentric countries, and women will create CBDCs to prevent us from taking our money and ourselves out. Feminism seems to be about female supremacy, and now it's legal. Moving on, all the people over the last 5 years thinking that they're really good at real estate because the price has doubled don't realize that it's actually thanks to inflation. Real estate has become a store of wealth and not just a place to live anymore. Now replace the kid with the S&P 500 and the dad with the NVIDIA, and that'll explain all the gains in the stock market. Here's me hoping inflation doesn't get any crazier and there's inflation looking at me. Moving on, do you like the new Superman costume? It looks a little bit loose on him and looks like it was actually made by a child. Maybe they need to put it in the dryer for a while so it shrinks to fit him. Henry Cavill has the best Superman costume. when will we get some new stories and not retelling of the old ones? This also looks like cosplay for some reason, or possibly a Halloween costume. You just know that it's going to fail. Up next, even Elon Musk says that Kathleen Kennedy is killing Star Wars with woke propaganda that's more deadly than the Death Star. Kathleen Kennedy responds by asking the question, what's a Death Star? Once Starlink and SpaceX go IPO, Elon might be able to buy woke Disney and fire 90% of the staff and still make it a lot better. South Park does it best, though, when they say that Kathleen Kennedy always wants to put a chick in it and make her lame and gay. Up next, women criticize men in their 30s and 40s for dating young 18-year-old women, which is perfectly legal. Yet female teachers in their 30s are taking advantage of guys that are only 15 years old. And you don't hear general female outrage about that now, do you? Not to mention that most barely get punished for it. It's worse than a double standard, because what they're doing is far worse to teenage boys, and sometimes younger guys, than what middle-aged guys are doing to young women that are consenting to it. Number 13, apparently this is every man's weakness and every woman's dream body. Yeah, right. It looks like she's got her ass on backwards. The guy saying this has to be joking, and this woman is a fool thinking she looks good looking like that. I'd be hiding myself with those glasses, hat, and trench coat too, if I had a gunt or a fupa like that. Tons of women have them, they just use yoga pants to fool us. Moving on, this individual says that 92% of straight guys are secretly into trans girls. If we banned plastic surgery and makeup, then 0% of men would be interested in them. That's lower than the obviously made up 92%, which is probably closer to 2%. Here's Blair White without filters and makeup. Remove lip injections and a nose job, and no straight man would want that. When in doubt, spike your date's drinks with Viagra. And if you get a rise out of her, you know to run away. Number 15, Tomb Raider developers show us the first look at the new Lara Croft. She looks like Blair White with makeup. Maybe we should call her Lars Croft. We need to stop giving our money to companies that hate us because her fun bags are smaller now and she's got a bitch face too. I'm surprised they didn't even make her overweight and give her purple hair too. Up next, this woman cheated on her boyfriend with her rapist. It was all about seducing her assaulter and reclaiming the control that she had lost. But she's probably really pissed off that a man banged her without her having emotional control or manipulation over him. The guy she's with needs to leave her. She's emotionally manipulating her boyfriend while trying to emotionally manipulate the rapist. Maybe the guy never raped her and she made up the story so she wouldn't look like a slut. Number 17, here's the difference between you watching a new TV show's great first season and then praying that the second season doesn't go woke. Happens far too often these days. That's when you give up on it and hope that in the future the fans can come back with AI and fix it. This describes The Boys Season 4. I lost interest somewhere around Episode 3 or 4. I'm calling it now. Season 2 of Fallout will be just this. Moving on, if you're over 6 feet tall with a beard, then this 5.5-month pregnant woman is for you. She looks more pregnant than that, though. Maybe it's with cats. I'm sure that the guy also needs to make at least 100k a year, too. This reminds me, I think I need to go and shave now. Looks to me like a beard already got in that clam, though. So I'll pass. But if preggers are your fetish, then knock yourself out with this woman that's already been knocked up. Number 19, this sad 30-year-old reveals the sad reality of being a young person right now struggling to make friends. Here's another attention seeker that could lose 20 pounds and have the world at her feet, as some simp swoops in to rescue her. It's never been easier to be a woman at any other point in history than right now, and women are complaining more than ever. If we want them to complain less, I guess we need to make their lives more difficult. Being thin also solves most women's problems. Looks like she's going to be in a purple-lit bedroom with Wojak in a few years. Up next is a delusional female saying that if her kids aren't being bullied because they have a hot mom, then she's failed. Actually, it looks like her kids are going to get bullied for having a fat mom. I think she's mistaken hot for a yo mama joke. But I feel sorry for her future kids if she carries them to term instead of miscarries because she carries around way too much weight. The only thing hot about this picture is the hand dryer warming her hiney in the background. Number 21, when women cheat on guys, quite often they say the only reason she cheated was because she was a bird and he wanted to cage her. And the guy's always controlling if he objects. They avoid accountability and are always looking for excuses to justify their mistakes. The women that say this are birds, all right. Dodo birds. Moving on, a mom who kept her adopted son locked in a box avoids prison after admitting to her crime. Now just imagine what would have happened if a man had done the same thing. This woman will probably argue that the only reason she did this was because the father wasn't paying enough child support. She gets away without even a slap on the wrist in this case. Meanwhile, if a man admits to eating a chicken sandwich wrong, he has to do a year in jail. There is no gender equality. The law is biased. Number 23 is Karen. She just got her first alimony payment and wants to take a vacation. But her ex called her and told her he has stage 3 liver failure. So it's not good news for either of them. Man is dying, but woman loses $1,600 a month. Woman most affected. It's also fitting that her name is Karen. Stage 3, though, is just cirrhosis. He could live for another 5 to 10 years or maybe get a transplant. She's trying to make it worse than it sounds so people feel sorry for her. Up next, diversity and enrichment have arrived in Japan after a migrant from Burkina Faso was arrested in Tokyo after attacking a teenager with a pointy object to steal his wallet. The more important news is here we have Japan actually enforcing their laws. Looks like the Japanese better start sharpening their sushi blades because the Assassin's Creed Shadows viral marketing is taking things a little too far now. Number 25 and the last one, we have to ask ourselves, at what point does fake up become a criminal behavior? I say when you have to draw your eyebrows back in. From the nose down, makeup just accentuates what's already there for this woman. But with fake eyebrows, eyelashes, and contact lenses, then it becomes cosplay for the proud owner of a cooch. That's why you always need to take them on the first date swimming to see what they really look like. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making more, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.